This is News Talk.
And there really is only one story and one person on the front of every single Irish newspaper this morning. So I'll run you through the front pages. Of course, that person and that story being Kelly Harrington and her Olympic gold medal win yesterday. The front of the Herald, Kelly is pure gold. We've had Celtic Tiger fool's gold. She's bringing home real gold. That was the verdict of ecstatic Christy Harrington, father of new Olympic boxing champion Kelly Harrington, after she fulfilled her dream and inspired a nation by winning gold in Tokyo. The front of the Irish Sun, Golden Wonder. Kelly Harrington says her Olympic gold medal victory is the stuff that dreams are made of, as her family hailed her heroics. Lovely photographs on the front of the Irish Sun this morning. They've a souvenir poster inside. Also, the Irish Daily Mirror has a souvenir poster inside. Their headline, Golden Girl. Golden Girl Kelly Harrington fought her way to victory yesterday to take Olympic boxing gold. She says magical Tokyo 2020 win is the stuff of dreams. The front of the Irish Daily Star, Golden Wonder. Kelly is pride of nation after Olympic triumph, and they've a souvenir edition which goes to four pages, and then also the sport section as well. And then the Irish Independent has Kelly has nation in Wonderland. You can't get higher than that. It's special. It has lifted the country. Cloud nine is over. We are beyond that. And they've a number of pages dedicated to Kelly Harrington's win. Then the front of the Irish Times, two simple words there, Kelly gold, the stuff of dreams. Johnny Waterson in Tokyo writing, in the end, it took just 9 minutes. Kelly Harrington's journey from a troubled kid in inner city Dublin to the darling of Tokyo lasted just under three tense rounds, a life's work squeezed into a few moments. It was enough for the 31-year-old to claim the Olympic lightweight title and become just the third female Irish athlete to have won an Olympic gold medal after Katie Taylor and Michelle Smith de Bruin. So that's on the front of the Irish Times. Now, there is other news on the front pages this morning, but I suppose you want to stay with the positive, don't you, on a Monday morning. And they're talking about the virus this morning, which for a time yesterday the whole country, I think, just forgot that COVID-19 was even a thing, but it is, obviously. And the Irish Times tells us that the reopening of schools and colleges in the autumn will proceed as planned, and that's despite a fresh increase in COVID-19 cases. The article is all sources telling the paper, so schools are on course to return to normal in-person teaching later this month, a government source indicated yesterday, with specific measures put in place to control the spread of infection. I suppose the concern would have been over the weekend. You have 1,800 cases there on Saturday, and more cases yesterday, the highest figures since January. And the Irish Times says that the trajectory of the virus appears to have undergone another step change. So they don't know. Public health officials aren't sure if the reason for the increase in COVID cases recently is because of the reopening of indoor dining 2 weeks ago, or if there's some other factor, if there's something else going on. There is concern, but not alarm, about the rise in figures, according to a source, and we will see Ireland with one of the highest incidents of COVID-19 in Europe within the coming days, we are told. The Irish Daily Mail looks at a big statement from the Association of Catholic Priests yesterday, and the front page there is Take Communion Out of Schools. So staying with the schools issue, Catholic priests have said that the preparation of children for communions and confirmations should be removed from schools. And this is after a row between government and bishops over public health guidelines and communions and confirmations. So clearly the Association of Catholic Priests, I suppose, taking advantage of that and just highlighting that communion preparation should be out of school totally, should be nothing to do with school. In a statement yesterday, the association strongly criticised recent statements by bishops announcing the restarting of confirmations and communions despite breaching the guidelines there. And the new statement says from the priest that you should prepare your children for sacraments at home. One would imagine this will be a big talking point today, because it's always a source of conversation whether you have any religious preparation in schools whatsoever for ceremonies like, or sacraments like, confirmations or communions, or should it all be done at home. Another big talking point today is on the front of the Irish Examiner, and this is this big climate change report. It's going to be out, I think, around 9 o'clock from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change by the UN. And all the signs are from people who know that it's going to be a 999 emergency wake-up about the state of the planet. And look, as you see all these wildfires burning in Greece and Turkey and California, I mean, it's not shocking to think that experts, climate change experts, are incredibly worried about the future of the planet. Anyway, it's on the front of the Examiner. A new UN report will set out a stark message on the state of the climate crisis, raising pressure on the government here and those abroad to act. The report will be the first part of a review of scientific knowledge about how the world is warming due to human activity. It's the first global assessment since 2013. And back then, I mean, you forget, this isn't the first warning we've had about the climate. Back then, we found that global warming was unequivocal and human influence on the climate was clear, with the majority of warming since the 1950s likely to be down to human activity. So we'll have this report today. As I say, look, you can almost predict what they're going to say. It's going to be a very, very stark warning about the future of the planet and what we need to do. Also on the front of the Examiner, tens of thousands of infants could be buried in mass graves in or close to the grounds of the new National Children's Hospital. And I suppose there will be that sort of juxtaposition when you think about this, that this, if it's true, would be a children's hospital where you have mass graves of infants nearby. That's according now to an archaeologist who has conducted extensive research on records of a predecessor of mother and baby homes which stood on the site of the new National Children's Hospital. So the hospital is being built on the site of a former foundling hospital which was established to prevent infanticide, and it was previously reported that there could be a pauper's grave and workhouse on the site. Archaeologist and former Senator John Gilroy said the presence of that hospital on the site and the enormous death rate among those at the hospital indicates that there's a high likelihood that thousands of children were buried there. So we'll see what happens with that. Now, what else do we have for you? Irish Times this morning has a big report into Dublin city centre and trying to attract shoppers back into the city centre. And we are told that shoppers who are wealthier, well-heeled shoppers, as they're called, they are being put off returning to Dublin city centre by the council's crackdown on cars. This is according to the business group Dublin Can Be Heaven. What's it with coffee at 11? But anyway, it's Dublin Can Be Heaven. This group said that small independent retailers were being neglected under the council's pedestrianisation measures. So obviously all the focus is on pedestrianising lots of parts of Dublin, and you would think that business groups would welcome this, but actually some businesses aren't. And there's a quote from one woman, Mary Costello of accessory shop Costello & Costello on Chatham Street, and she said, "A lot of businesses are on knife edge at the moment. We face so many difficulties in getting customers back into the city, and the council hasn't given us a fair crack of the whip to get car-borne shoppers back. Not everyone was willing or in a position to use public transport," she said. And she said that if you want to get the better heeled customer into Dublin city, people who want to buy more than a coffee, they generally prefer to travel by car, which is very interesting indeed. Now, are you drinking more water? Well, the Irish Independent says this morning, people in Ireland drank almost an extra litre of water a day as the pandemic locked them out of offices, schools, colleges and hospitality. Women are drinking more water than men. Women are now drinking an average of 1.4 litres of water every day since March 2020. They were drinking just under a litre. And men are drinking 1.3 litres of water a day. Now, you're supposed to drink 2 litres, aren't you? That's what the experts say. But anyway, we are drinking more water for some reason, and we're spending more money on water too, because the average spend on bottled water every week is €4.60, which is very interesting indeed. Final story for you comes from The Telegraph this morning, and I don't know how, I think this is weird, but some of you might think it's cute, so feel free to let me know your views on it. You can tell me if you think it's adorable or if it's a bit strange, but we go to Japan for this story from The Guardian, which tells us that parents in Japan are sending bags of rice that weigh the exact same as their newborn babies to relatives who are unable to visit. So you, obviously your son or daughter has a child, has a baby, and then you will be sent a bag of rice, which comes in a range of designs, with some shaped like a baby wrapped in a blanket, so that you can hug the bag of rice, which has a picture of the newborn baby on it. So you can feel as though you're hugging the new arrival while looking at a picture of the face attached to the front of the bag of rice. The amount of rice in the bag is matched to the birth weight of the baby, and some firms charge 1 yen a gram. So it works out around €25 for a bag of rice with your child on it that you send to the grandparents and the family so they can hug it and feel like they're hugging a newborn. I don't know, is that weird or not? You might let me know. 53106.
On 106 to 108 FM and at newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.